Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Numbers 8, Song of Songs 6, and Psalm 119, verses 49 through 72, if you're following the Old Testament reading schedule. This devotional is about Psalm 119, verse 72, but I'll read Psalm 119, verses 49 through 72, which is the complete reading assigned for this Old Testament reading schedule today. Remember your word to your servant, upon which you have given me hope. This is my comfort in affliction, that your promise has given me life. The arrogant utterly deride me, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your judgments of old, O Lord, and in them I find comfort. Rage has taken hold of me because of the wicked who reject your law. Your statutes are songs to me in the house of my pilgrimage. In the night, O Lord, I remember your name, that I may keep your law. This is my practice, for I obey your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I considered my ways and turned my steps to your testimonies. I hurried without hesitating to keep your commandments. Though the ropes of the wicked bind me, I do not forget your law. At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous judgments. I am a friend to all who fear you and to those who keep your precepts. The earth is filled with your loving devotion, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. You are good to your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, and you do what is good. Teach me your statutes. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are hard and callous, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. This is God's word. And again, this devotional is about that last verse, Psalm 119, verse 72, which in the NIV says, "The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold." Would you rather be wealthy or smart? On one hand, you might be tempted to choose smart. If you think that superior intellect can be used in multiple ways, including to earn you wealth. Or you might be tempted to choose wealthy if you think that money can buy you brains. On the other hand, if you're wealthy but lack intelligence, someone smarter than you might swindle you out of all your money. And there's no guarantee that being smart will make you wealthy. I read somewhere once that really smart people are risk-averse because they can think of all the ways in which things might go wrong. Earning wealth often requires risk, so people with very high IQs tend to take jobs instead of starting businesses because a job feels safer than all the risks associated with starting a business. So, money or smarts? A good case could be made for either. Here in Psalm 119, verse 72, though, the psalmist knew the answer to a similar question. That question was, would you rather be wealthy or have God's word? And the psalmist's answer was, God's word. He put more value on God's revelation than on a vast amount of wealth. Why? One reason was that he had been afflicted. We can see that in verse 67 and verse 71a. That word afflicted describes the discipline of the Lord in his life, which corrected his disobedience and put him back on a righteous path. In that incident of discipline, the author of this song learned how valuable truth and obedience are. Wealth can make problems go away, but only God's word and God's loving discipline can change your life. This is one reason why God's word is more valuable than wealth. Another reason that God's word is more valuable than wealth is that money is temporary. Even if you inherit a large fortune and use skill to make it grow, you will still die someday. after you die. Your money will be useless to you, and your eternity will be set. God's word has saving power to create faith in your heart so that you can be redeemed from God's wrath by his grace. That's an eternal value that makes Scripture more valuable than any human wealth. What's most valuable in your life? What would need to be true for you to value Scripture above anything else? Think about that today, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. I hope you have a great day.